covering the five most popular articles of 2018. Number three was how pavers can save money and resources on home maintenance. That was actually the first article we posted of 2018 on January 3rd. There's a lot of different benefits to pavers, a lot of times in backyard landscape and even structures on our home. Pavers are replacing concrete. When I say structure on the home, we're talking like driveways leading up to the home, patios over top of existing concrete patios. We're putting very thin pavers. They can be replaced individually. If you've got a water leak underneath it or you've got a bad stain on one, you can pull it out, replace it with a new one. Weed prevention, outdoor living. Concrete's biggest failure is cracking. You don't get that problem with pavers because they're done individually, or if by some chance you drop something extremely heavy on one, I can't imagine what that would ever be at the house. It'd probably be like a contractor that was with a crane unit bringing an air conditioning unit over to your roof that failed and smashed a patio. The only thing I can really imagine being strong enough to break an individual paver. You can replace them individually without having to completely demo that concrete and report with something new that will always stand out. Sure, there is some fading that will happen with some pavers. And 4 or 5 years later, you can put the same paver down and look a little different, but sealers can help blend that in. There's a ton of technology into pavers. They've gotten impermeable pavers that allow water to soak through. It takes a lot of excavation ahead of time, but it's a great way to avoid creating any kind of runoff. It just soaks right into the ground through the pavers. You've got to, like I said, you've got to do a lot of earth digging to move it out and build up your substrate correctly. I think it's 8 inches of a certain type of mixture of materials to allow that drainage. But a big part, that's a very critical part of that install, but a very real solution, especially if you're doing, you know, you could even go underneath to a hard pan and bring that over to a root system on the side of your home. You know, let's say you've got a wall of oleanders for a privacy screen next to a driveway. You could do proper type of excavation, and once that water soaked through the impermeable, it could just kind of slide off the hard clays and go right to the root system of oleanders or whatever you're using. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of ways to use that. Article number four is outsolation. So we all have heard about insulation. This was published on June 5th of last year. That's insulating the inside of our home, but outsolation, taking the insulation to the outside, and it's more effective to layer to the exterior than it is the interior, because once it's inside, we're now dealing with it inside. Keeping it out is better, so it's outsolation. A lot of the most popular way you see that is with foam roofs. They build up with foam blocks on an angle on a flat roof. You could have multiple inches of foam before the actual foam material is applied. That type of insulation could bring your home's energy up. I think Dad's roof is way over insulated to what we would advise most people in a attic type insulation where you're doing a blown-in insulation, but that was just one easy benefit of having a flat roof. You can put veneers on the outside. Sunscreens, awnings, any way we can shade the outside, that's an outsolation. And then number five, believe it or not, how to handle with wildlife. A lot of times you think building and development hurts wildlife. A lot of times it can have the reverse effect by bringing in animals as food sources, pets, by bringing in plant life and vegetation as pets. Golf courses, as if you live on one, you know what kind of population growth can happen there. This article talks about dealing with javelinas, coyotes, rabbits, woodpeckers, and mule deer. That was our top five of 20. I was looking for our honorable mentions, but I don't have my honorable mentions. So, but that was, here it is. Honorable mentions, five reasons why you should replace your windows. how to paint in Arizona, 7 ways to make life tough on termites, why we need water treatment, and 8 garden sites to see before you landscape. That one was fun. Where to go look at well-done desert landscapes before you invest in one on your own. Natalie, hang on. We'll take you offline during the break. We'll be back next Saturday. Hopefully as big of improvement this week for Rosie as we've had the last week. It just every Saturday or every week, it's just a huge milestones that are being made. And we'll look forward to having him back. Until then, and until next Saturday on this broadcast, RosieOnTheHouse.com. If you have questions, be thankful for the God above you, those before you, beside you, and the life before you.